Log Talk Radio.
Topic is coming from Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4, and it reads as follows: Let no man deceive you by any means, for the day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you on this morning for your magnificent grace. We thank you for your understanding and your mercy. Father, we just ask that you will continue to give us wisdom of your word, Father, that your word may go forth, Father, as you please, that it may do according to your will, Father, and according to your purpose. Oh God, we just thank you. We magnify you and glorify your mighty name. Father, it's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. God is good. Amen. God is good. Amen. So I'm not going to hold you. Amen. I'm trying to cover some stuff here today, and it's going to be a lot of stuff. Amen. So I'm going to try to get as much as I can into this particular thing. Amen. But I want to take you to Revelation chapter 13. Amen. Revelation chapter 13. We're talking about, amen, the beast. And we know that there's two beasts, amen, but we're talking about the Antichrist. Amen. Chapter 13, amen, verses 11 and 12 reads as follows: And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon, and exalted all his power of the first beast before him. Amen. And called in the earth and them which dwelleth therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wounds, amen, was healed, amen. He's not talking about a specific miracle, amen, but we're talking about a beast that gave power. The word power is dunamis in the Greek, amen, and it's talking about the ability, a specific ability to do this or to do that, amen. So in this beast, amen, is going to make the world worship the first beast, amen. Amen. The first beast, of course, you know, is Satan, amen. And the second beast is the son of perdition, the Antichrist, amen. And he's the one, amen, going to be swindling Christians. And he's swindling them right now, amen, with the prosperity message. He's swindling them right now with the doctrine of demons. Amen. And we're coming by this morning to let the church know that the second beast, which is the Antichrist, will work two specific things. Of course, you know, first, he heals the Antichrist, number one. Second of all, he will be the world order, the leader of that. Amen. The world order is a system. Amen. It has nothing to do with most people, but think that it do. Amen. It's a system coming straight out of Babylon. We notice in chapter 2, he talked about some beasts, some others that they saw that was coming out of the sea, amen. He's talking about the Mediterranean, amen. He's talking about the leopard, amen, and the bear, and all of these. You have four of them, even the ones, the same ones as in Daniel, amen. And these are, first of all, was talking about Babylon, the Persia, and he's talking about Greece, and then, of course, is Rome. Rome is the one have died and is going to revitalize its strength, amen, through the papacy, amen, so that we'll know where that power is coming from, amen, amen. The Antichrist, he is the one that blasphemed not only God and his tabernacle, but he also going to take Christians with him. Amen. He's going to blaspheme them and accuse Christians, amen, which is he is doing today. Amen. The Antichrist is well and alive today and moving in this world. Amen. But most Christians are so ignorant, they're listening and trying to find some specific signs and miracles, amen, in which we need to focus on a system, a religious system that's going to have a religious leader that is a smooth talker, one who can persuade the people, amen, pertaining to prosperity, hallelujah. This is the Antichrist we need to be looking for. But you keep looking for all this other stuff, you're going to be lost, bound, and sent us to hell. Amen. If you would just look up the word dracon, or dragon, you look up the word dragon, you'll get dracon. Dracon is a fascinator, amen. That word, he's talking about a fascinator, somebody that fascinates, from a fascinator crowd, a fascinator people, amen. And with he will have the ability to see specific things, amen, amen, through the acknowledgement of the sins that is in this world, amen. Because he is the creator, amen, of all evil, amen. Can I get a witness here? So he will be the one, amen, that accuse you before your brethren and accuse you before your God. Amen. We go back to chapter 12, amen, of Revelation. Chapter 12 of Revelation, the scripture said in verse 9, he said, the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil, the Satan. So we know that the dragon you're talking about is Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out in the earth, and the angels cast out with him. Angelos, that's what the word for angels, amen, means messengers, amen, through God. Now I heard a loud voice saying unto heaven, now there's come salvation and strength, and unto the kingdom of God, and to the power of Christ. For accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Amen. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. And first he said the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto death. Amen. Meaning that they didn't love this flesh. Amen. Like the preachers are telling you to love this flesh. Amen. They gave this flesh up, amen, in order to defeat the enemy, amen. What are you going to give up, amen? What are you going to desire? Is you going to let this beast, amen, move you to wickedness? Or are you going to let this beast, amen, send you a hell that's wrong with him, amen? What are you going to do, church? Amen. Somebody needs to hear this message and acknowledge your own sin and acknowledge what you're doing. Amen. Because we know, amen, that man is flawed. Amen. And man is, he will do anything to get ahead. Amen. And not respond to what God is trying to tell him to do. Amen. So what are you going to do? Amen. What message do you have? Amen. To defeat this enemy. This enemy is continually to attacking Christians. He continually leading Christians away, telling them how to get rich and how to lust after this and lust after that. That ain't what God told you to do in the world. Amen. Can I get a witness here? But you listening to the big time smooth talkers, amen, on television, amen. Can I get a witness here? But you just go ahead and keep listening to them, amen. A lot of the Christians go to bust hell wide open listening to these people. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, God. Let me take you to another scripture. Amen. We're coming from the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah. Amen. Amen. The book of Isaiah, I'm starting at verse 8. The scripture says this. In book of Isaiah, chapter 30, verse 8. Now go write it before them in a tablet, and note it in the book, that it may be for a time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the law. We say unto the seers, see not to the prophets, prophesy not unto the right things, speak unto the smooth things, prophesy deceit. Amen. Can I get a witness here? These are church folks. They want to hear deceit. They will be lied to. Can I get a witness here? It's just like today. church folks want to be lied to. They want to be deceived, amen. And they're being deceived right now in the churches today, amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about big time deceived, following the doctrine of devils, amen. Amen. The doctrine of devils, amen. Distribution, amen, of all goods, amen. Oh, they distributed the fortress here today, amen. They giving you this and they giving you that, amen. Oh, God, it's all about the mighty dollar for the Christian today. Well, you're going to follow them straight to hell, brother. You're going to follow them straight to hell because God did not tell you to do this, but you want the prophets, you want the preachers, you want them to tell you a lie. So if you can go lie, so you can go do evil, so you can be the wicked person that you are. Oh, God, hallelujah. This is not what God told you to do. But you do it anyway. You want to do it anyway. You want to be in the pool of liars. Oh, God, hallelujah. Isaiah was right on the mark with Israel, and it's the same with the church today. They want to be lied to. How many lies you want to hear? Oh, God. You want to follow hell, straight to hell. Oh, God, I have never heard this nonsense, but I'm hearing it now because the preachers and the people are going to bust hell wide open telling these lies. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God. Let's go to Romans chapter 16. Romans chapter 16. Look at what we got here. The scripture says this, verse 17. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offenses contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and avoid them. He say, if you run around the people, if you know people that's preaching the wrong doctrine, and you know it's the wrong doctrine, he said, you mark them, oh, God. You find out about them. You expose them. You find out about them, and you expose them. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, Jesus' name, amen. And then he said, amen, he said, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. They don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, but their own belly. The angel said the belly was the seat of all desires. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, by good words, good words. They're going to give you some good words. Amen. Some smooth words. Amen. Some pimp daddy words. So they're pimping you now. Amen. They're going to give you some smooth words. Oh, God. This is in the Bible, church. He said, they're going to give you some good words. Some fair speeches, some smooth speeches. Well, they're going to fix it up for you. They're going to fix it up for you. They're going to make it look like you can have all the riches in the world as long as you give them the money. Amen. Hallelujah. They're going to fix it up for you. Amen. Oh, God, I know you're going to fall for it because you want to be deceived. Amen. Hallelujah. He said they're gonna give you good words and fair speeches, deceive the heart of the simple, deceive the heart of the simple. Amen. The innocent. That word simple is innocent. They're going to deceive the innocent Christians. Amen. By their desires. They desire certain things, and these preachers know that they desire. So they're going to give you the desires of your heart. It's what you want to hear. Amen. Some smooth talk. Some good words, amen. They're going to give it to you because they serve the Antichrist, the beast. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I know you don't want to hear this. Amen. But these smooth words coming to you. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Watch it. We're going to go back to 2 Thessalonians, church. We're talking about this smooth talker. This beast, amen. He's the one going to be the religious leader. He's the one going to be deceiving the Christian. He's the one going to make the Christian by the self-ability. Bow down and worship, amen, Satan, hallelujah. He ain't got to force you neither. You're going to be willing to do it once you accept them smooth words, hallelujah. Amen. Chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians, verse 5, say, remember ye not that when I am yet with you, I told you these things. And now yet know he's withhold. That he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity do already work. Only he who now let it will let until he is taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy him with the brightness of his coming. Even him who's after the coming is after the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all deceivability of unrighteousness in them that perish. Oh God, you're perishing. Because they receive not the love of the truth, not the commandments of the truth, that they might be saved. Hallelujah. They don't want to receive the truth. Oh, God. They do not want to receive the truth. Oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, church, we know you don't want to receive the truth, amen. But they said the truth will make you free. Oh, God, if you are willing, church, willing, amen, to receive, amen, oh, God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're going to believe the lie. Last scripture. 1 Thessalonians, verse 5. Chapter 5, starting at verse 1. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. But of the times and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write you unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. You already know this. He said, pertaining to time and season, God gave you some stuff to be able to be aware of. He said, the Christians, you already know them. Amen. This shouldn't be overtaken by you. Amen. You ought to be aware of these things. And when they hit, you say, yeah, God told me about this. He said, but when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction come upon them and travail upon a woman with child and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in the dark. Christians, you ain't in the dark, is you? That the day should overtake you as a thief. We should already know what's going to take place, and we don't know the times and the dates and all of this kind of stuff, but we can look at things that's happening in this world and know what God has said is true and is coming to pass. Christians, let's wake up. Let's look at these preachers. Let's look at the churches. Can I get a witness here? There's going to be a religious leader, a smooth talker, amen. The one that give goody good words, hey, amen. Get rich speeches. All is okay. Hallelujah. Somebody need to help me today. Somebody need to wake up and recognize a lie when a lie is in front of your face. Hallelujah. Oh, and what's going on today is nothing but a lie. Amen. Nothing but a lie. Amen. But the church again, Isaiah 30:10, the church wants to believe a lie. And I'm going to tell you before I go, you're going to believe a big lie when you go to hell.